As we have heard, tonight's talk is about renewing the spirit of gratitude. Let's just take that in. What is gratitude? For us to live fully well, because that's what God wants for us. Life itself is about giving thanks. We shouldn't let the imperfections of our lives and desires keep us from appreciating and celebrating each moment of our lives. Because sometimes when things are not going our way, it distracts us from actually being grateful that, look, as long as we have this breath, there are still opportunities and hope for good things to come. In different cultures all over the world, there is a fundamental way of living that has become the foundation of each society. And that fundamental way is about appreciating and accepting what we have while we seek for a better future. These are not my words. These are what Spirit said. I want you to write this down. I grew up hearing this. Give thanks for both the small and big things. When you do it, it will open the doors for further opportunities and blessings. Sometimes the translation is lost, you know, is in the, from the native language that is spoken. He said, give thanks for the blessings you received yesterday. Then it guarantees you might receive other blessings today. Because if you show appreciation, the person you show appreciation to, they will remember that. Even sometimes without you asking, they see something that, oh, I think this would be good for this person. But then, if they went out of their way to do something for you and you just threw it in their face or you just ignore, you don't show appreciation, next time they will not be so eager to want to help. Even if they see something that is there, because they feel, well, what good does it do? Maybe they didn't like what I did for them. So we can imagine what it feels like when we live on a daily basis without giving thanks to God, who made everything possible. So, and this is what gave room for this expression. Give thanks for both small and big favors. Because when something is a favor, that means it's not because you may not even deserve it, but the person bestows it on you. Because they might think, okay, you really need this. Or you may deserve it, or you just come out of the magnanimity, out of the benevolence of that person's heart. Give thanks for both small and big favors, and don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Go, well, I'm not getting what I want, but you forget breathing and being able to move, you should still give thanks. So let's find out, what does the scripture really say about giving thanks? In the Christian Bible, I now say this, that's the New Testament. in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. This is what it says. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ. Another version of that says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's not about others, it's about you. You give thanks, you get the blessings. You might give thanks on behalf of others, you might still get some blessing. But if the person who is receiving it doesn't give thanks, then maybe they feel it's not meaningful in their lives. Then the giver withdraws his own giving. I will encourage each of us to go and read that chapter, because there's a whole nugget of goodies there. I will just skip through it. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. But of the times and the seasons, brethren or people, ye have no need that I write unto you. I don't need to write to you and tell you this. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. In other words, if you don't give thanks today, you don't know when you're going to leave your body. Say, okay, I'll give thanks tomorrow. Well, tomorrow might never, because you leave your body tonight. Well, once you cross over, that's it. You know, that's why they say it comes, you know, like a thief in the night. I'm skipping. He said, but ye are not in darkness. So that day of harm will not come to you. Say, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. The word sober means you are consciously aware that there's something good in your life. There's something good in my life. All things are not bad. So give thanks for that which is good. Now I'm going to invite our sister to read a book, because it tells us that we should share with our children and all adults the joy of giving thanks. And that way we can renew that spirit of gratitude and thankfulness. So I will ask Michelle to read this book. This is from the Native American Good Morning Message of Giving Thanks, by Chief Jake Swamp. So please read that for us.
The words in this book are based on the Thanksgiving Address, an ancient message of peace and appreciation of Mother Earth and all her inhabitants. To be a human being is an honor, and we offer thanksgiving for all the gifts of life. Mother Earth, we thank you for giving us everything we need. Thank you, deep blue waters around Mother Earth, for you are the force that takes thirst away from all living things. We give thanks to green grasses that feels so good against our bare feet, for the cool beauty you bring to Mother Earth's floor. Thank you, good foods from Mother Earth, our life sustainers, for making us happy when we are hungry. Fruits and berries, we thank you for your color and sweetness. We are all thankful to good medicine herbs for healing us when we are sick. Thank you, all the animals in the world, for keeping our precious forests clean. All the trees in the world, we are thankful for the shade and warmth you give us. Thank you, all the birds in the world, for singing your beautiful songs for all to enjoy. We give thanks to you, gentle four winds, for bringing clean air for us to breathe from the four directions. Thank you, Grandfather Thunder Beings, for bringing rains to help all living things grow. Elder Brother Sun, we send thanks for shining your light and warming Mother Earth. Thank you, Grandmother Moon, for growing full every month to light the darkness for children and sparkling waters. We give you thanks, twinkling stars, for making the night sky so beautiful and for sprinkling morning dewdrops on the plants. Spirit protectors of our past and present, we thank you for showing us ways to live in peace and harmony with one another. And most of all, thank you, Great Spirit, for giving us all these wonderful gifts so we will be happy and healthy every day and every night.
Thank you, Michelle. If we listened attentively to what was read, you will see that everything is given thanks for. And this is how we renew ourselves. Some will say, why do I have to give thanks to the sun? It's too hot. We forget without the sun, other things wouldn't happen. Well, why should I give thanks to the moon? You know, it makes people crazy. It makes the ocean rise and then it floods the place. You forget without the moon, all these other things that blesses us will not be there. The stars allow the dews. And it is so deep because that book was done as an illustration for children so that they can see. You give thanks for the animals. Like at the ashram here in the backyard, there's a walnut tree. None of us planted it, but the squirrel brought the walnut tree. Now it's a big tree that gives shade. Shouldn't we give thanks for the squirrel for doing whatever it does? The bees. Everything we should give thanks for, the air that we, you know, that we breathe. And in doing that, we not only renew ourselves, it empowers us because it illuminates our mind and connects us to everything there is, living in harmony with that. Because we give thanks to both little creatures, even the spiders that some people are, oh, it does its own thing. Those animals to celebrate our own life because they are not by themselves. I mean, look at birds that come because you have a fountain. They come and dip there. They didn't bring the water, but they give thanks because you gave the water. Spirit used you to put the water there. Or people feed birds, you know. So, in showing that gratitude, we find out that we're also blessing ourselves. We're acknowledging the presence of God in every day of our lives. Now, here's a story to end this. I really enjoyed this story a lot. It's called The Poor Man's Loss and His Positive Attitude. So there's a poor man who saved every penny for 20-something years and use all that money to build himself a house for his family. You have to understand, in those days, it's cash and carry. There's no credit card. There's no mortgage. If you don't have the money to build it, you don't have it. So people have to save. I mean, your neighbors can contribute as part of the people who help you build it. You know, after you dig the mud and all of that, then they help you put it together. So finally, this house was built and ready for him to move in with his family. So they set a date, like any of us, if we're relocating nowhere, you know, they set a date that they will move in. But 2 days before the day they were going to move into the house, an earthquake happened. And it completely destroyed the house. So when the poor man got the news, rather than feeling sad for him to, and like, oh, all these years, all these savings and all of that, oh my God, what kind of God would do this? You know, and not showing gratitude. What did he do? He went to the marketplace. It's like going to the grocery store. He bought some candies and some ice cream and, you know, things that he felt, some desserts, because probably where is he going to cook some food? You know, there's, you know, so. So he bought this and brought it to where the house was, where that was destroyed. By this time, many people have gathered around the house. They were feeling really bad for him. They were so concerned, like, how is he going to handle it? We know he doesn't have more, but he saved every penny for 20-something years. Now look at that. That he didn't even get to live in that house, even for one day. So people tried to console him. But rather than that, he took out the desserts, the ice cream, the candies, and was giving it to people. And they were like, huh? Why are you doing this? So his close friend came like, is something wrong with you? Have you lost your mind? We are all grieving for you because look at what happened. We know this is not what you wanted. Are you okay? Because people were surprised that rather than him being sorrowful and all of that, so, and what did the man say? He smiled and said to them, who are grieving, who are like console, you are only seeing the negative side of this incident. Therefore, you are not able to see the positive side. He said, it's a good thing that the house was, you know, was demolished, it collapsed. And people are like, what? Say, well, you imagine if the house wasn't, you know, blown up by the earthquake today, if I had moved in, right, with my wife and kids and all of that, and we're there and the earthquake happened. Those of you who are feeling bad for me now, can you imagine how you would feel? We would be killed. We would be gone. And there's nothing you can do. Because the house you can later on build back again. So do we understand this? He shows his gratitude, like, oh Lord, thank you for this. And in the process of the gratitude, of showing that gratitude and giving thanks, he shared that spirit with his neighbors, the people of his village, of his town. And that's the way we should be. Because nobody's life go perfectly well. And that's why I say, don't allow the perfection to be the enemy of the good. Yeah, it's okay. When things happen, yeah, we can be, but no. When you see the deeper meaning of that, give thanks. Because sometimes you might think the thing you want will bring you the best, it might actually be the end of your life. And God kept it away. And we say, I want it, I want it, I want it. And so when we show gratitude, you can count on it that other blessings will show. And I'm sure now maybe people of that time, now they think, okay, how can we help this man? Okay, well, I don't have much, but I mean, isn't that what they call crowdfunding on online that we do now? People read about it. They don't know the person from Adam. They say, oh, okay, I may not be able to give them all, but I will contribute this. So if that man could do that, what about us? Just because you are not getting your desire met at that time doesn't mean it won't come. And even if it doesn't come, aren't you happy you still, you are able to breathe, you are able to do other things? Giving thanks shows the appreciation of life. And life will show its own appreciation that you show appreciation to it. So in all things, both small and big, let us always give thanks. Because that blesses, that opens the opportunities, other opportunities to bless us in our life. May the joy of thanksgiving never depart from us. Amen.
Amen.